Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. One of the members of the Houston Rockets organization pushed button and got a lot when he hit that tweet, and that was Daryl Morey. And, you know, after digesting this story for like 2 weeks, I'm pretty fed up. I think there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of fake outrage nowadays. And on this topic, I think fake outrage has hit its peak. You got so many people yelling and screaming from their computer screens or shaking their fists angrily, and hardly anyone, if anyone, is actually being constructive and saying, all right, this is what should be done better. This is how it should be done better. It really seems like an excuse. It feels like fronting to me, and I'm tired of it. C. Browns fan 751 tweets in, LeBron James speaks on equality all the time. Daryl Morey was speaking on morality, and James told him not to talk on it. To me, that's talking out of both sides of your mouth. Well, first of all, this is not about LeBron James. This is another problem with this. People, because LeBron said something, they're using as an excuse to attack LeBron. LeBron James is not the ambassador of planet Earth. LeBron James is not the NBA. LeBron James. Has he spoken out about stuff in the past? Yes. But let's not say he said stuff he didn't say. He didn't say Daryl Morey shouldn't have said it. He said that Daryl Morey should be aware of what the consequences could be of saying it. And he did say maybe he should have timed it better. He didn't say he shouldn't have said it necessarily. And he said he should know what he's talking about if he says it. Now, what Daryl Morey knows about it, I don't know. I'd like to hear from Daryl Morey. Where's he? And as far as speaking on morality and equality all the time, please reply back with what he should have said. Tell me what he should have said on that issue in China, because everyone apparently is completely aware of the climate in China now. Everyone is an expert. Tell me, with your informed expert opinion, what should he have said about the situation in China? Do you know what is happening in China? Because, and let me separate the people who are rightfully passionate about that from the people who are pretending they're passionate about that. You know, the protests in Hong Kong started because of a bill that was going to extradite people from Hong Kong to China, and they didn't want to be judged there. That's the genesis of the protest. It's very easy for people to go, I'm for human rights. I'm for free speech. Well, duh. That's easy. What should you do in this situation? What should be said about this situation? David Hutto tweets in, the NBA is straight wrong for the situation in China. Please stop trying to spin it another way. And oh, Daryl Morey is probably laying low because he was told to. The NBA shouldn't have made the trip in the first place, but we know why. Dollars, including the players. Okay, a couple things here. Tell me I'm spinning it. Why would I be spinning it? The NBA doesn't sign my checks. I like the NBA. I'm a fan of the NBA. I'm up front with you with that. They don't sign my checks. I got no reason to spin it. I get nothing. I gain nothing from spinning it. I just think a lot of y'all are being fake and want to be heard and want a chance to degrade NBA players or accuse the league of hypocrisy. Because you say Daryl Morey's laying low because he was told to. If you're saying the league is protecting its dollars, isn't Daryl Morey doing the same thing then? Protecting his dollars? He deleted his tweet and ran off into the hills. If he cared so much about it, why isn't he in front of a camera talking about it right now? And again, I'm not criticizing Daryl Morey for saying what he said or tweeting what he did. I actually wish he was stronger. But let's keep it real. Because what he's doing is the exact same thing you're accusing players of doing. Protecting the money. And then when you say the NBA shouldn't have made the trip in the first place, where were those calls before? Because I didn't hear, I took zero calls on this radio show about the Chinese trips or the NBA's relationship with China before this situation. Zero. I got zero tweets about the NBA's relationship with China before this situation. Now all of a sudden, everybody cares. And everybody, you know, has the strongest possible opinion. If you want the NBA to stop doing business in China, because first and foremost, the NBA is a business. I'm not, you know, I'm keeping it 100 here. The NBA is a business. As a business, I think they handled it pretty well. They played in front of their fans there. They tried to salvage that business relationship as much as they could. And they stood for their ideals by upholding free speech and standing up for Daryl Morey. Adam Silver just did it publicly. But if you want them to stop doing business in China, are you demanding the same thing of Apple? Are you demanding the same thing of Disney? Because if not, then you are a hypocrite, just like you're saying the NBA is being hypocritical. That's the truth. 855-212-4227. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line. Brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Let's go to Chris in Birmingham, Alabama. Chris, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, Robin?
What's up, man?
Listen to me, and listen to me now.
Yeah.
I'm writing your name in my ballot box, my ballot when I vote, because you couldn't be more right on this issue. You should run for office.
You know what I've thought about it, but yeah.
Okay, listen to me. Like, you couldn't be wrong, because honestly, like, LeBron's not a politician, as these supposed pseudo outrage people, social justice warriors, and apparently people on the right think that he speaks on social justice issues that inquires himself, his own people. Yes, because there is a plight of the people of color. Whether you like it or not, it's there, and in the same with the claim America First, he's actually following that. And how can he go outside his own square and tell him?
Anybody can speak on whatever they want to, right? Like they feel passionate about. Yes. But that standard is absurd. Then go to find everybody who's an activist on something and then demand their position on every topic. It's a ridiculous standard, and people are being ridiculous.
And be the same ones that tell athletes to not have a voice when the people who actually are in office are supposed to have a voice about something and they say nothing. For example, Trump, it took him almost a week when it came to that Unite the Right rally.
He's not worth talking about in the context of anything dealing with reality. I appreciate the kind words. You know, like, if he's the standard we're going to use, then the conversations are going to fall apart real fast. You said, though, the people that tell him to shut up, they told him to shut up and dribble, and now they're saying, yes, manage yourself as an international diplomat. LeBron James, international diplomat. This feels like with LeBron, to be honest with you, and you can take umbrage with his comments. I got no problem with that. But the attacks very much feel like, here's an excuse. I got an excuse to go after LeBron. Let me go. Because, again, LeBron's not the NBA. LeBron doesn't speak for everybody in the NBA. And when all of a sudden, you know, think about what your internal expectations are if LeBron James is the voice you're looking for on this. Adam in Richmond, Virginia. Adam, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Adam. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm sitting still taking my break here. Anyway, I've been listening to this stuff about Morey and LeBron and Hong Kong, mainland China. Okay, I've been knowing about that situation for years. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And I feel for those people, but at the same time, there's enough going on in this country where people are being mistreated for LeBron and Mr. Morey to tweet about or to talk about. Now, I'll understand if Maury doesn't do it because it's mostly happening to people of color. I'm saying, but there are other people, police kill and beat up white people too. I hate that. I hate that. And all of these people in a big uproar about what's going on with China and Hong Kong, when you're buying all the products that come out of there, but you're mad about the way China is treating them. I think that's hypocritical.
I got an iPhone, man. It's constructed in China, right? I mean, like, that's what I said before. If you have a problem with the NBA and LeBron James, go talk to Apple. Go talk to Disney.
Exactly.
There's a whole long list of companies you better go talk to.
I'm telling you, and the companies, American companies, that go over there, make their products, and come back here and sell them no cheaper than the people that make their products here in this country. And you're still buying from them. Now you're in an uproar because China is not treating Hong Kong right. It doesn't make sense to me. Worry about what's going on in this country. Like I said, I feel for those people. But there's enough going on in this country that we should be worried about. Thanks for taking my call, man. I always enjoy your show.
I appreciate that, and I agree with you. There's enough going on in this country. You know, like, you can't take care of everything at the same time. And just, like, apply the same standards then. If this is what you feel so strongly about, apply the same standards. If you've got a problem with LeBron in the NBA, then you better have a problem with Apple. You better have a problem with Disney. Are you going to not subscribe to Disney Plus when it comes out next week? Are you going to skip the next Marvel movie? Star Wars? You done with Star Wars? Be done. Tell Luke Skywalker that he needs to say something. George Lucas, I guess. Bob Iger. Who's running Apple now? Tell him. He's got to say something. Better speak. Better have a strong position on China. And then, by the way, if you have a position on anything, you have to have a position on everything. You know, wasn't Jane Fonda just arrested for protesting? I think, about climate change? Well, you know, like, climate change would be a, I would say, a virtuous issue. But we better then go ask her what she thinks about China. Because you can't have an opinion on climate change without an opinion on China. I mean, think about how stupid that is and how absurd the standards are. Again, y'all are fronting. A lot of y'all are fronting. 855-212-4227 at Robin Lundberg on Twitter. It's the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You know, like, to be honest with you, like, I'm passionate about this. And what I'm saying right now, I never in a million years would have thought I'd spend a lot of airwave time talking about China. Like, to be like, in the context of sports, at least, or really in the context of anything. You know, my daughter speaks a little Mandarin, but I don't understand her. She was in a school where they were teaching, and sometimes she'll be counting and speaking, and I could tell that I'm like, maybe I should know. But, you know, that part of the point, ignorance. I mean, I think some people were ignorant on this issue. Some people were uninformed on this issue. And then, of course, there are some people who are well-informed and rightfully passionate on this issue. Let me separate those people, okay? Because I know when people are coming from a good place versus when they're not. And with this NBA China issue, I think there are plenty of people out there who, in good faith, have a position on this. But I think the majority of the people who are very loud about this issue are not doing it in good faith and don't actually care and just want an excuse to yell at LeBron James or yell at the NBA or to make it seem like they're righteous. Fake outrage. Angry fist shaking. No alternative solutions on how the NBA should handle it better or should have handled it better. Ridiculous standards. Like, if you speak out on one issue, therefore you are obligated to speak out on every issue in the world. A lack of their own standards calling for the NBA to halt business in China or, you know, scolding the NBA for doing business in China. All of a sudden, by the way, when I didn't hear it before, and not doing so for all of the other major corporations who do business in China, including Disney and Apple, who I keep name-checking because they're the biggest companies I could think of. And I know people use them and love them, and I haven't heard squat about them. What is the difference? John Brandio one tweets, in America does business with China, so they should stop too. Also, American farmers who deal with China, they should stop. Or is it just basketball? Feels like it's just basketball. Again, I think a lot of people are fronting, and a lot of people are like, here's a chance for me to hit these NBA guys. Tell me tell the truth. What would you do differently? How would you handle it differently? Why do you feel that way? Don't just yell into the air. Nathan in Dallas, Texas. Nathan, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Robin. I appreciate your show on Saturday morning. It makes the driving a lot easier. So my degree's in geopolitics and economics. I'm actually a huge LeBron fan. I was born in 81, so I saw Jordan play, and the debate is nailed. LeBron is by far the best basketball player in our lifetimes.
What month were you born in 81?
July.
July. Oh, yeah. I was born in August of 81, so.
A little bit older and a little bit wiser, Robin.
There you go.
I think you're a little wrong on this.
That's okay.
LeBron has put himself in this position, and I am one of the biggest LeBron defenders out there. But unfortunately, I think he is wrong on this issue. Recall Moore is out because, by the way, Apple's CEO, Tim Cook, first openly gay CEO of a major company. And they're all wrong on this, and it's funny they bow down to the dollar because there are atrocities going on in China, especially Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. The issue with Hong Kong specifically is the extradition, as you mentioned, but the Chinese judges are appointed by the Communist Party, whereas judges in Hong Kong are democratically elected by the people in the Hong Kong province.
Yep.
And they're really worried about those Chinese judges ruling in favor of the Communist Party rather than the civil rights of the individual.
Well, as they should be.
But LeBron's issue is he's put himself out as the civil rights spokesman, and he is the face of the NBA, whether we like it or not. And so for him to criticize Moore's tweet, which, by the way, I agree with Moore's tweet, it puts him in a bad light. It makes it look like, well, he does agree with civil rights as long as it's not a major financial impact, because the NBA even said this affects 15% or more of their business. And other companies are just as guilty. I agree with you on that. And I've often criticized Apple for it, but it is a huge issue, and it's going to be more huge as we do more business with China. They're the number one consumer market in the world. Well, they have 1.6 billion consumers.
Yeah, they got so many people.
The problem is they have some serious civil rights issues. We have our own issues, but much less severe. Think of the United States in 1870. That's where China is right now.
Nathan, I appreciate your perspective. And stay on the line, please. I appreciate your perspective on this, but I think you are far more enlightened and informed on this than most. And I actually think if Maury had said what you said, it would have been much more effective than just like a meme or whatever it was, a text box that he put out there, because I don't think, as many people were aware of it. So I think it would have been better if he took a stronger position. As far as LeBron goes, one more point real quick. As far as LeBron goes, I think this issue is bigger than LeBron, and I'm talking about the NBA as a whole. If you want to take umbrage with some of what LeBron said, that is fine with me. I got no issues. But I will say that he didn't criticize, he specifically, when he clarified, and I criticized him earlier, his statement should need no clarification. He knows how important his voice is. He knows how far it would spread. After a week to prepare, he should have made it very clear where he stood. But upon clarification, he did not criticize what Maury said as much as, when Maury said it, because he basically was saying if Maury knew as much about China as he claims to know, then he wouldn't have put the NBA players who by no means of their own were already on their way to China in the position that he did.
And I understand where you're coming from, but I actually think Maury's, I think when he did it was perfect because it brought more light to the issue. Most people don't understand the situation in China. Most Americans will never go to China, so they don't know. I've been there twice. The thing is, when he made that, I think it was perfectly planned because it puts the NBA, who is huge in China, by the way, in a position to speak out, because the NBA, I think, has been on the forefront of many civil rights issues, including, you know, desegregation, integration, super important civil rights issues to us in America. But they're, you know, they have the ability to kind of cross that gap. I don't think Apple and Disney have that ability. I think LeBron James is a huge advantage for us, because a lot of people in China respect him.
Sure, but also then, like, I mean, that's part of the reason I think the NBA has handled this fairly well, is that there were so many fans in China. You don't want to, you know, it's not their fault that this is all going down. So you want to keep those fans engaged with your product. At the same time, the NBA did stand up for their ideals, right? I mean, like, they did not back down when it comes to this. So I think it's a complex issue, and when you bring up Daryl Morey and the timing of his, I would agree if he was the one that's been silenced by China, I think, more than anybody else, because he deleted his tweet. Maybe he was more silenced by Tillman Fertitta than anybody, but he deleted his tweet and hasn't been heard from since.
I think the NBA muffled him, honestly, Robin. But
think he's protecting his job. And that's fine.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people would do the same thing, but that's the exact same thing people are accusing LeBron or the league of doing, which is protecting the money.
I agree 100%. I love your show, Robin. Keep it up.
Appreciate the back and forth, Nathan.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
Check the tag on your shirt. Where was it made? Let me know. Report back. Call in. 855-212-4227. Because if it says China, and then you're going to yell at the NBA for doing business in China, I got news for you, bro. Breaking news. You know, like, this is the – people love to call other people hypocrites. If you're saying this stuff about the NBA and you're not saying it about Apple, you're not saying it about Disney, you're not saying it about the countless companies that do business in China, then you're a hypocrite. Period. Point blank. Done. Finished. To me, this story is fake outrage. Personified. If you're rightfully outraged about this, I exclude you from that. We had I forget his name, I apologize, the previous caller. Very fully formed view on this topic. Very,
Nathan, I believe, right?
What's that?
Nathan,
yeah. Very genuine, he came across to me. And if you're concerned about the plight of the people there, I'm with you. Like, that I will not argue against. What I'm talking about is the people who all of the sudden, who never said a word about this, who never, ever questioned the NBA doing business in China before, who are not questioning other companies that do business in China, all of a sudden, they're outraged. Feels real convenient. Feels like an excuse to degrade NBA players, to accuse the league of hypocrisy, and it's fronting. You're fronting. Let's go to Gavin in DeKalb, Illinois. Gavin, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going? I wanted to just say that LeBron at least was very honest in saying that he wouldn't talk about the content of the tweet. Basically, he was just mad that the tweet was tweeted and it got between him, his teammates, people he works with, and a lot of money. And I'm not saying that they shouldn't be in China. I disagree with lots of governments, and I think, you know, people still have a right to, like, see movies, see bands, and, you know, see, like, sports teams play. But I would just contrast it with Enes Kanter, who, you know, he doesn't make the NBA like LeBron does, but he's a good player. And, you know, he's, like, basically said that he can't look himself in the mirror without saying something about the situation in Turkey.
Well, he's from Turkey, though. I mean, like, there is a difference. He's from Turkey, and he has a personal issue with the Turkish government.
Right, but basically what, in my opinion, Enes has said, has sustained for the past 4 or 5 years, you know, that him speaking out for people in Turkey is more important to him than money.
I don't think you're wrong. I've spoken to Enes about this, and I commend him for the stance he's taking. My point is, he's from there, and this is personal for him. That would be the same as an American player talking about issues in America, right? We're not demanding that all the other players talk about Turkey, just like we're demanding them talk about China. That's my point. And the money aspect you bring up is obviously a factor, right? Like, Anyone who says that's not a factor is being completely naive. But there were other factors.
I think that was the whole point of what LeBron was saying, and I'll give him credit because he's more honest this time than he was when Tamir Rice was killed. And
No, I'm not delving into that because that's a separate issue that requires.
Like gone.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. By bringing up Tamir Rice has nothing to do with that. Nothing. Zero. And LeBron, you know, because someone has an opinion on that shooting or anything else, that standard does not apply. You cannot apply the same standard to something someone is informed of or passionate about and is putting themselves out there on versus something they were thrown into. And aside from the money aspect of it, you know, again, there was more than a money aspect to it. If you want to rail against the Chinese government and the situation in China, then you have to understand that the players were there. They were going to be there. They did not plan the trip. So all the things you worry about with the situation over there, all of a sudden applied to the NBA players. So there is a stress that goes beyond money. You know, you've had Chinese celebrities like disappear for a while before they reappear. So to act like it was just money, if you really believe what you believe about the situation over there, then you should have been concerned about more than just money, but the players over there and their you know, mental state. What was going on? That's part of what LeBron was saying. Of course money was a factor, but that's also part of what he was saying. We're here. The Brooklyn Nets and the Los Angeles Lakers did not book that trip themselves. Johnny in Dallas. Johnny, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Rob. I've called in a couple times. One point that I made. Hello, can you hear me?
I'm listening to you, yeah.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're good.
One point that I was just saying when I initially called, it was like, look, I understand the focus is on the NBA, but why don't we see what they really feel? Put them on LeBron's show. It, you know, he benefits and stuff like that. But I wanted to comment on Nathan's call. You know, that was a great opinion. But if all of us were in the boardroom, I would accidentally infuriate him. Like I said, he was eloquent. And I come in the room with, like, say you want to see a video about goats farting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so my whole point in saying that is, like you were saying with this being false outrage, it's like these two guys are speaking their opinion. And it's something really, it's kind of like when Trump commented about Snoop when he first got elected. Why are y'all coming down to see what these two guys are saying? I mean, you know, it's
also like this, you know, it's the criticism of LeBron, right? Like, you've seen plenty of that. Everybody's criticized LeBron. Who's the person? Someone direct me to the person who said what should have been done and how it should have been handled better and why. Who's that person? Because I ain't heard that. I ain't heard that from anyway. That's what I'm saying. Everybody's fronting. Criticize LeBron. Over and over again. What does that do? What does that accomplish? What's being done to fix the thing you're so outraged about? You're so outraged about it. Fix it. How? Why? Explain that to me. Because I've not taken one call, one tweet, haven't seen one really, I don't think, even in the media, fleshed out opinion on that. And until I see that, then I don't believe you. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Jeff in Rapid City, Michigan. Jeff, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning.
What's up?
Yeah, part of the outrage that seems to upset you so much is that we have athletes taking the world stage and then not standing up for American values. We just lived through the whole soccer team experience. LeBron has a negative attitude about so much and so many other athletes do. And the principal concern is that most of the time these views also are coming from the left. You know, I want an American team to represent all of America, and we just lived through this soccer debacle.
What soccer debacle? What are you talking about?
The women's soccer debacle.
Why is that a debacle?
It was a debacle.
Why?
They because they didn't just play, okay, and represent America. They took the opportunity to denigrate America and our leadership.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I would put leadership in big quote marks, but the.
Well, you want to know what? See, that's exactly it. You're in the left wing bubble.
Dog, don't put labels on me, please. I'm an individual. Do not put labels. No. That ain't how it's going to work.
Okay.
That's not how it's going to work. I'm not going to sit here and be attacked by your buzzwords and your talking points. Because if you're going to say it's a debacle, explain why it's a debacle. If you're going to say he has a negative attitude on all this stuff, tell me what the negative attitude is. And if you're going to say stick up for American ideals and values, well, I just expressed American ideals and values by telling you what I believe and what I think.
Okay, and in response to that, okay, every post-game press conference, we got a Steve Kerr and a Greg Popovich, and right now Popovich is going to be the Olympic coach this summer, and I don't believe we should send the NBA players abroad, because I believe it's going to be more of this kind of circus. If LeBron James had any courage, he would have piggybacked on what Morley commented about.
What should he have said? What should he have said? What should he have said? Substance, tell me. What should he have said?
There are problems. Oh, in China.
There are problems? Oh, well, wow. I'm now, you know, that did a lot. Tell me the substance. What should he have said?
There are slave labor camps. Chinese Christians are being rounded up. Chinese Muslims are being rounded up, put in education camps. Okay? And Chinese slave labor is making your Apple phone. And, you know, the way you talked about hypocrisy, I wonder if anybody from the left is not driving their car today because of quote-unquote climate change.
Yo, my dude, okay. I just talked to you about, look, you when you play the hypocrisy game, you can catch a lot of people in the hypocrisy game. And you mentioned the phone. What phone are you using right now?
I am. I'm on an Apple phone.
Okay, so
why
are you using, shouldn't you throw that in the garbage?
Did you drive to work today?
I'm not saying the standard is ridiculous. That's what I'm saying. But according to you, you should throw your phone in the garbage.
I didn't say to throw the NBA in the garbage. I said that LeBron James had the opportunity to piggyback on what Morley said.
But if you feel that strongly about it, how could you use that product?
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
If you feel that strongly about it, how could you use that product?
Well, to be quite honest, I don't watch the NBA anymore.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your phone.
Well, unfortunately, our government has indoctrinated us with Chinese products. Okay?
But I thought our leadership should never be under a sale here.
I'm not saying that. What I am saying, though, is that the view that these people always bring, these athletes, is from the left.
Opinion does not mean, again, there's a label. Stop labeling people. Like, all that does is it creates an enemy to attack, right? Like, and that's what I think a lot of people are doing here. Like, when you say, and forget the political stuff, like, from the left or whatever. Like, it's these people, you just said, these athletes. You're putting them in a group so that you can attack an enemy and say, this is that. We're all people. We're all individuals. Again, on this issue, you heard from Steve Kerr, you heard from Greg Popovich, you heard from LeBron James, you heard from Adam Silver, you heard from Stephen Curry, you heard from Daryl Morey. That's a lot of, you know, that's not the only people that spoke. Obviously, other people said stuff. But that's a lot of different voices. That's a lot of different speech. Free speech. Again, the free speech in this case cost money. But the NBA stood by it. So the NBA is not kowtowing to Chinese values just because you didn't like what some of those people who spoke had to say. All individuals. Billy in Toronto. Billy, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, Robin?
What's up?
Robin, listen. I come from, I'm in Toronto. I don't know if you've ever been here before.
I have. I love Toronto.
Yeah, I live in the biggest Asian, the two biggest cities in Toronto, where outside of China, it is nothing but Asian. And I know that because I married my beautiful wife from Hong Kong, been married for 30 years, was back in Hong Kong in Japan last year, best trip of my life. I tell anybody to go, especially to Hong Kong, and we had to cancel the trip well, I should be there right now because of what's going on in Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. We stayed on the island, and that's where all the fighting is. So we canceled and ready to go again next year. Here's the problem that I have, Robin. Listen, I'm around Asian kids my whole life, and that's where I live, my nephews and everything. And what the people from Hong Kong are trying to say is, like, I try to talk to them and say, listen, can you guys not settle this? Sit down at the table, Hong Kong and China, and just settle it. The problem is it goes back way too deep where the people from Hong Kong do not trust China, and China fears no one. The problem that I have with LeBron James and all this is, LeBron, you talk about everything. You come out and you make all the issues that are away from basketball, but everybody became silent on this. And I back Maury 100% on this.
Billy, I'm running up against a hard break. I appreciate, again, I appreciate your perspective, but I think you're expressing, in a sense, why you haven't heard from LeBron. You have a personal connection to this issue. And LeBron does not speak on everything. I mean, I can go, what has LeBron said? I used climate change as an example, which, you know, let's say, can we objectively say whatever, you know, you think of various scientific reports, clearly that's something that's happening, and clearly the fate of the planet would be an important issue. I haven't heard LeBron talk about that.
No, I agree with you, but I'm just saying, like, you guys, if you want, you're up against it, I'll make it very quick. If you want, what you do to a bully is you bully them.
I'm not saying you're wrong, Billy. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying that he hasn't spoken about everything. So it's a crazy standard to think that someone should speak about every single thing when that's just not true. It's the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.